say someone helps us, but then they make us feel bad about having taken that help. Then you feel hurt by that. And if they do it repeatedly, then you may feel that it's best to keep a distance. But now, when we keep a distance, they may feel bad about that. We are keeping a distance. Then we feel bad that they have hurt us also. So should we connect with them again? There are two different things, our concern for that person and our concern for ourselves. So when ultimately, as I said, we are the only resource we have. So our concern for ourselves has to come first. In airplanes, they tell that if a mother and a baby's child is there, and if there's an emergency, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Put it on your child afterwards. It's essential, because if the sudden oxygen goes down, the mother tries to put on the baby, child, mother may not be able to put on the baby also, both of them may perish. Like that, we have a duty to ourselves to take care of ourselves. So if some relationship has hurt us, keeping a distance in that relationship is good. So we shouldn't assume that because we are trying to protect ourselves from being hurt by the other person, and that person, the other person being hurt, that means we are wrong. No, our goal is not to hurt them. Our goal is to protect ourselves. So we don't have to feel guilty about that. Having said that, we naturally don't want others to be hurt. Why should we want others to be hurt because of us? So we can maybe through some third person or something convey. If you have a third person who knows both of you, third person convey your concerns and then just test their pulse. That might help. But since they have hurt you and then you have now distanced yourself, if they are feeling bad by that, the initiative is up to them. So that it's not necessary for you to take the initiative that is actually going to put you to the risk of being hurt by others. Generally, if you are spiritual, it also means that in our relationship with others is not just based on the two of us. We understand that God is also there. And whatever we are doing, we behave with others not just based on how they are behaving with us. We also behave based on things like what it is Krishna. So sometimes, a child may be very naughty, but the mother can't descend to the level of the child. Mother stays at the level of the mother. That's how she helps the child to grow. Sometimes in some relationships, we are like the child, the other person has to be like the mother. Sometimes we become like the other person, becomes like the child, we have to become like a mother. Sometimes the other person might be behaving maturely and we may need to behave maturely. So our interaction with them needn't be shaped only by how they are behaving. If we have this understanding, what will please Krishna? How can I act in a way that will be the best way I can serve in the situation, best way I can contribute in the situation? Then that will give us a platform for functioning which is not so dependent on their results. So you may take a first step forward to them also, but you are not doing it primarily for their sake. You are primarily doing it for God's sake. For God's sake means ultimately you understand that when people have helped us also, it is not they alone have helped us. It is actually God who has helped us through them. When a mother gives her breast milk to a child, that is one of the most intimate acts of love. Child naturally so closely connected to the mother. At the same time, the mother did not do anything miraculous to have milk in her breast. Just when the child came in the womb, the milk came in the breast also. The same God who sent the child to her womb into this world also arranged for milk in her womb. So, that means we are grateful to the mother, child, we are grateful to our mother, but we are also grateful to God. God arranged. So like that, don't see that person has helped you alone. So we see that it is God who has helped you through that process. Now, we are grateful to the intermediate agent who has helped us. But if things are getting tense because of the way they have acted other times, then we are still grateful. But okay, I cannot show my gratitude in the way I am interacting with this person. But I can still be grateful to God. I can try to serve God. and I can try to help other people in other situations. So that way, don't keep that relationship at the same level of just you and that person. Try to see it at a more spiritual perspective in the relation, in connection with the relationship with God. And then you'll be able to act with greater maturity. Thank you.